is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
It's late night. The late night Sports Den. 1 week until Thanksgiving, fellas. Wow. Crazy. This is like the shortest, longest year ever. There's parts of this year. Didn't March and April seem like it was 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden,
November just really just like
it was crazy. Like once we got to the summer, it flew by, right?
Yeah, nah, stuff was still like I would say. I think it's because we have football. Like every Saturday, you have something to look forward to. Like during COVID, there was literally nothing for you to like put into the distance. You know how when you're running, you have a target.
Yep.
Like there was nothing for us to focus on. But like now, it's like, now Florida, Georgia. And boom, now we're talking. Florida fans are like, all right, well, we need some. Well, no, Florida fans are looking for the SEC championship.
FSU Clemson.
Trying to figure out how we're going to get out of that game. By the way,
James going to Tallahassee to cough on everybody.
No, I'm not. I'm giving my tickets away to my buddy Cole.
Somebody took him?
He's a Clemson fan.
Oh, okay.
So FSU fans are going to hate me for this because I have all these seats. In my section, I haven't been, but normally it's been Clemson fans, except for the North Carolina game.
It's been FSU fans.
It's been FSU fans. The North Carolina game, the husband was an FSU fan. The wife went to North Carolina. But we won, so nobody cares when that happens.
I don't think anybody's mad at you for this.
My guy Cole is a diehard. Like, he's Clemson before. Like, I've coached, I've known him. Our kids are the same age. We do all the white people stuff with Toby Bullock and stuff. Like, we're all, like, close. Like his son calls Trey – they call each other cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really weird at the camp. They went to the Redneck Survival Camp together. And Trey's birthday. And Trey's like, yo, I want to make sure my cousin gets a cupcake. He's not in my class. I want to get that. I go up to the school mad because I get – excuse me, to the camp mad because – Cole's son doesn't get a cupcake. I was like, I told y'all, Trey's cousin, is to get a damn cupcake.
Sorry, sir.
They're like, there's like three black kids and they're all older. Like, no, why you got it? Why his cousin can't be a little white kid?
You probably should have stated that.
I said the kid's name. I told him who he was, but whatever. My point is, he's always been Clemson ride or die. So I hope they have a great time. But I had to do a podcast today. Mark Rogers, TV, Voice of College Football. I do this all the time. And he decided to put two guys who talk about Clemson weekly on his podcast, like a mashup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stoic. Like, a lot of times you can see how I feel, or you can tell how I feel a lot of times, especially when it's new. You can read my face. It tells you.
Mm-hmm.
It's why I don't play poker professionally, and I only go – and when I'm playing cash, I don't play tournaments. When I play cash games, if you play with me, you're an idiot. I'm probably going to win that hand 9 times out of 10 unless something bad happens at the end. Because I'm going to show. You're going to see. These guys start talking. Mark doesn't tell me that how they sound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking – well, you know, I have dialect and I have things, but for the most part, it's not overly stereotypical. You talk a certain way. You come out of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure your pops. I joke with pops, but pops
South Louisiana.
But pops' voice is country, but it's not like the most. When I say they sounded like they were out of Waterboy.
Oh yeah.
And like.
Clemson, South Carolina is very country.
I'm like, yo, you got to tell me this before you put me on a show, on a YouTube. This
were
isn't
good,
a talking.
Though?
Huh?
Are they good?
If you can get past their voice, like, it sounds like they were caricatures. And a guy comes in with a Bud Light hat. Like, yeah, my wife drinks that a lot. Like, and the one guy who looked a little bit more mature, I was thinking his voice is going to be different, but they sounded exactly alike.
Does his wife really drink Natty Light?
I don't know, but the guy was like, okay, he said,
I hope
cool.
That was a joke.
It would be an awesome.
Not trying to offend anybody.
That's not an instant marry?
I wouldn't mind doing a podcast with him because he's got some really cool, like drift off side topics that
he
does.
Do you remember Clemson Tom?
Clemson, he's not on Twitter anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he was big on Twitter.
But he was really big a few years ago.
Yeah. I only know him through Twitter.
Okay, I was wondering if it was him.
But I haven't seen him, and no, it wasn't. Okay. His name was like it's something with a B, Bobby or something. I don't know.
Clemson Bob.
But he said the way he got her was he poured Bud Light in her heel and he drank it out of it, in her high heels, and he drank it, and then that's just what turned on. And
I was just like, that makes me throw up in my mouth, actually.
It does, but it was funny, though. It's just I couldn't get past his voice.
And I don't like
they were giving some good content, but they were giving easy content. Like, when your team is really, really good, like, what are you going to say? Like, they're like, oh, well, our, you know, just our running game is just abysmal. I'm like, dude. Bro, you have Travis Etienne. Like, you're playing against us, man. Come on, man. Like,
I mean, y'all have beaten more top five teams than they have this year.
Facts. That was a faux five.
I mean, it
they
is
were five
is.
When we beat them, yes, but it doesn't.
It like, is what I mean. Has Clemson beaten a top 25 team? I mean, Notre Dame is. I don't know. I don't
they
remember
beat Miami.
Clemson's. Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Miami game. Yeah, never mind. You couldn't say that. Yeah. Well, this is Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Thanksgiving holiday coming up, which means you need to go ahead and make that trip to ABC. And if your family gets there and you decide, you know what, I don't even want these guys to be here. I wish I'd have gone to ABC. They can deliver. So they can deliver right to you. Go to ABC FWS. That's ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, ABC FWS. They can deliver right to your house. Type in Sports Den 2020 and you'll get $5 off the delivery fee. Make sure you get to ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Rick and I were talking about, to keep it on the topic of college football for a second, we were talking a little bit about the Heisman. And I didn't look before I was thinking on the way here, the Zach Wilson schedule, but he's only got two games left, the quarterback for BYU.
Well, hold on there. Did you hear what happened today?
No.
The Pac-12 decided they will be playing out-of-conference games.
Oh, if he could
so,
play.
So, like, BYU and Cincinnati could be added to, like, an Oregon or whoever to try to, you know, beef up that
well,
schedule.
Well, that's so funny you said because I was that's where I was going. The first of the two games left is this Saturday.
It's Northern Alabama.
North Alabama.
Oh, yeah, North
Alabama. Yes. Their next game's not till December 12th. So that's what I was about to say. It's like, can they find somebody?
Absolutely.
I don't know the rules of their conference. I have no idea. I'm assuming. I mean, they're playing North Alabama. So obviously it's not conference only. If they could pick up an Oregon or they could pick up a USC and he balled out and take it bigger than that, if they dominated the way they've dominated every other game, that could be a complete game changer for everything for this kid. I mean, the easy thing right now is to say that it's going to be Mac Jones at Alabama or Kyle Trask and possibly, you know, Trevor Lawrence, depending on how it goes. But the reality is Trevor Lawrence is going to have missed two games, so his stats are going to take a hit. So it's like that. Whoever gets that West Coast vote, this is intriguing. Like the only intriguing Heisman race in how long? I mean, when's the last time we had real drama? Like, when's the last time you watched the Heisman going, oh, I wonder who's going to win?
Lamar?
Versus Deshaun?
Because that was just such a – was it – that was the year that Deshaun didn't get it?
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Maybe so.
I thought Deshaun.
Was Lamar a surprise?
No.
Lamar was a surprise. Lamar lit it up early, but then they tanked. Remember, they went 8-5 that year. He got it solely off of beating up FSU, and then all the other guys essentially dropped off.
I'm reading. Okay, so it's Burrow, then Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston.
Marcus,
can we name the runner-ups in those years?
Jameis didn't even go. Who was Jameis?
Without looking him up?
Nah, that's a good question. But I want to look him up now because I want to know why I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't remember really any of them. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe there was because I don't really tune in for the Heisman like that. I will this year because of Mac Jones.
It just felt like they did a better job. Like, or maybe I was more into it when I was younger because I was trying to get to that level.
Oh, here you go. Percentage of points possible. I guess that's with the vote. Burrow had 94%.
Yeah.
Kyler, 77. Baker, 86. Check Lamar this. Jackson, 79. Derrick Henry.
But check this. So this is a solid. Actually, no, it was more than what we would think.
Deshaun Watson Kyler, was the Lamar year, by the way.
2018, Kyler, Tua, Dwayne Haskins. Like, those are three solid quarterbacks.
Yeah, but Kyler got 78% of the votes. Like, you go back, just by comparison, the year that Mark Ingram won, he was 46.99%. Which but means there were other ones
Toby
taking
Gerhardt. Toby Gerhardt had the West Coast vote, and he was breaking, like, doing records, and Colt McCoy was solid. Colt McCoy would have won it had they not lost to Nebraska, I think. That was the year they lost to Nebraska.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. That's what I'm saying. Is
here,
this the first
Cam
year?
Newton, Andrew Luck, LaMichael James.
Cam Newton got 82%.
But Andrew Luck was that guy. Mm-hmm. Next year, Robert Griffin, RG3,
oh, you
Andrew
go through
Luck,
all of
Trent Williams. Like, this is the one that was wild because this is how you know it was a down year. Johnny Manziel got it off of the beating Bama. Monty Teo got it for lying about a girlfriend.
No, he got it for how he played.
Wasn't he really
the
that
girlfriend
good?
Thing didn't come out till after.
Wasn't
that was
he really
the
that
whole
good?
Game.
Like, it wasn't really that good, man. I mean, like,
no, we found out that it was a lie afterwards. They talked about the girlfriend all season.
Yeah. No, I know. The lie didn't come out until.
Oh, you're right, though. Marcus Mariota, Melvin Gordon, Amari Cooper, yeah.
I'm just looking at percentage of votes is all
he lied about his damn girlfriend dying, man. What a weirdo.
Well, who
should be talked about more?
It should be. But he's not
is
he's
even
not
in the league?
Good.
Yeah, he's in the league.
He's still playing?
I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
You sure?
Here was a great one, my senior year.
Who's he with?
Hold on one second.
Reggie Bush, Vince Young,
he's with
Matt
the Bears.
Leinart.
He's with the Bears?
Yeah, I don't think he starts.
The 2004 when AP probably should have got it, but Matt Leinart was the quarterback on the best team in the nation?
No, his last team was with New Orleans. Whew. I guess he's on, like, the practice squad for the Bears.
You remember Brad Banks?
Quarterback?
Yeah. Ew, Rex lost to Eric. Oh, that's tough, man. No wonder Florida fans are mad. You should be mad about that.
What, you find Eric Crouch?
Yeah.
Hey, percentage of votes that he got. Listen to this. This is crazy. 27.75%.
It was that bad. It was wild.
That close. Yeah. All I'm saying is I'm like you guys. I remember growing up and even into my 20s, I remember Heisman ceremony can't miss viewing. Like, I wanted to watch it. Now, I don't remember the last one that I watched.
I haven't watched in 10 years.
I remember Tim Tebow giving his speech without taking a breath. And that's like the last Heisman moment thing that I remember. I may have watched Derrick Henry's, but it doesn't.
I remember Lamar Jackson had a really loud suit. That's about it.
Yeah.
I think it was red, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to get back to that. I don't care who wins. All I'm saying is this class – this Heisman class is intriguing because you could have four, maybe five guys invited. I mean, you could have Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Kyle Trask, and Zach Wilson. That's five guys invited. And it could be one of those years, like some of these other years we're reading, where the winner only gets 30% of eligible votes. It could be spread out. Like, I'll watch that. I don't care about their speech. But I'll watch if it's entertaining or if it's dramatic.
You'll watch the whole thing, though?
Yeah, maybe that's the thing
that's
changed.
It's so long.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And I get it. Like, it used to be cool when you didn't know these guys, but now with the internet and with every game on TV, you already know all the stories. Like, how many more times are we going to talk about Kyle Trask not starting since his ninth grade year? How many more times are they going to mention De'Aaron King and Kyle Trask together? Find a different story. Make some crap up at this point.
You know that's a 15-minute segment.
But I think that's – you're a Florida fan, and he's successful, so you don't want to go down that road. To much of the nation, That is a – that's actually – I would want to hear more of that if I were a Florida fan. And here's why. It just shows how great my head coach is, like, to the nation.
We already know that.
No.
We don't want other people knowing.
No. I get what you're saying. You don't want the NFL and other people to come. You want the kid from California that's a five-star quarterback to know that. Because you want him to think if he can take a loser in high school and make him a Heisman Trophy candidate, what in the hell can he do for me? And I'm that guy.
Well, he could do it with his dog.
Like, that was McElmay.
No, I'm saying, you had a guy who said that it couldn't do it. Matter of fact, the guy who recruited him basically tried to prove the point by getting a guy who was basically a dog. Then the new guy comes in
and
flips it. So, like, I would
see. That's the story I want to hear.
I would want it. And I'm saying that's the way that I would be paying. Man, if I was UF's SID, I would be beating that story over everybody's head. Not because of Florida fans. It's for the guys in the Midwest. It's the guys on the West Coast. The guys who don't know the story because it's Florida. You automatically assume this guy had to be at least a high three-star. You just – the logo commands that.
247 did?
They went back and redid him?
Somebody said they gave him the third star now. Like, all of a sudden, it's showing up there.
I didn't even know. My bad. I really didn't know what his star. I assumed he didn't have any.
He was like, yeah, I mean, yep, that was essentially what he was.
247 is petty. Let me tell you what 247 and Rivals. I think 247. Like, so Luke got a bump. Now that Luke Altmyer, the kid who FSU fans are fearing that he's going to decommit, all off of the Ole Miss rumors, he got some point bumps.
You get a bump for Ole Miss over Florida State now.
Ooh, phew.
What exactly does that mean?
His rating went up.
Yeah, his rating went up.
But how does what does that have to do with the school that he's?
So he like does, if it's if not you're if what happens normally if you're some low three star or off the radar kid in Alabama offers you all of a sudden
they're like oh he must be
good. He must be really good and most of the time they're right so they bump him.
And you're saying Ole Miss gave him the bump, Florida State didn't.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
But like typically
it
like
is interesting if, to see.
Is there a negative bump you can get?
Oh yeah. Like,
and the Mike Norvell wants him, he stinks.
No, the one dude who used to be big with ESPN, I remember it ended up kind of being right. Myron Roll was a five-star, like the number one player in the nation at one point. Mm-hmm. He commits to Florida State, and then all of a sudden he kind of goes down.
Yeah, he did end up kind of being right on
and now, yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, he was good, but not.
He's a great person.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably going to find a cure for cancer one day. Like football football. He used football to get what he needed to get.
Work on COVID right now.
We need, yeah, that's what I need him to be doing. I didn't need him to be running the 40 and trying to
be a five star there.
Be a five star person. I want my son to be like him off the field, not on the football field.
It's cool to look at this list. I'm looking at is the Heisman Trophy winners and the schools they came from and who has got the most trophies. Can y'all name the three that has the most Heisman winners?
Like Navy, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is one.
Or is it Army?
There's seven. They each have seven. It's actually three blue bloods.
USC.
Nope.
Ohio State.
Yeah. Notre Dame, Ohio State.
Pitt?
Man, that ain't a blue blood.
No, but Pitt has like a couple.
I know they have some, but.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh.
USC has six.
Oklahoma since 2000 has like four or five.
Yeah. Army, Auburn, Florida, Florida State, Michigan, Nebraska all have three.
Hold on.
And then Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Miami, Navy, Texas, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Yale, Baylor, BYU, Boston College, Colorado, Chicago.
Yep, they used to ball out back in the day. Because you remember, like, Jason White won, like, the
Oklahoma high only has two.
No.
I'm looking at it right now. Oh, my bad, three. Sam Bradford. I forgot about that. My bad, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oklahoma has seven trophies.
Kyler.
No, he was saying since 2000.
Oh. Okay,
2003, Jason White.
Well, they had Baker. 08.
Sam Bradford. Yeah, I forgot about Kyler, my bad.
Why and Baker. Baker.
Kyler and Baker. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's still, I mean, shoot, it's impressive no matter what.
I mean, they've had more since 2000 than everyone except for three schools in their history.
Big 12 defenses, bro.
That's true. 7-on-7 out there.
Jason White, like, didn't do a thing afterward, but he had, like, didn't really
they get
good.
Blasted in the national title game? Jason White?
I don't remember.
Was that against UF?
No. Oh, yeah.
Jason White was 2003.
No, that was 2008.
2003.
Who won it in 2008? Oh, Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford's who you're thinking of at Oklahoma.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can't say anything about Sam Bradford because of how much money he's made by doing nothing.
2003 was the split national championship, LSU and USC. I remember having to wear a big purple and gold sweatsuit.
That's funny. Chris Winkie's picture they use for the Heisman thing. It's like a retirement party.
I mean, it was like 85.
We got to take a break. It's 9:21 already. We're going to catch you up on the NBA draft. We'll get into some Jag talk, some Jag sound. Gruden and Marrone both had pressers. We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by TheHumidor.com, coming to you from the Quick Draw Rapid Testing Studios. Get to Quick Draw Rapid Testing. If you've been exposed to the COVID or you've been around it at all, or you're just worried about it, you're not feeling well, Quick Draw Rapid Testing, Q-U-I-K, lose the C, Q-U-I-K, QuickDrawRapidTesting.com.
Let me just address something. Like, why do you,
Bert?
Yeah, why do you listen to our show? Right. Oh, you're high. That's right. Bert's the one who sends naked pictures to the text line. Like, it tells people that they're lost on life. Listen, loser, you're talking to a guy who
this
every week
catch people up. Bert has spent the last 20 minutes, like getting after James and telling him how stupid he is and Coleman sucks and. And, like, I mean, all this stuff. And, like, dude, there's a reason why I didn't read the first 20 minutes of
right.
it.
Right. Like, I mean, you got your attention, and, like, go back to your cave in PV and just.
I haven't been reading it. Does he have a good point or no?
I don't even remember what I said. It's like he said something like, I only see color. Like, I don't even remember what
We're in a race argument.
Yeah. It's not an argument. He's literally just talking.
By himself.
Arguably. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what we even talked about stuff. Like, you
I
know,
don't think we did.
It was the cousin story is where it started.
Let me get this.
And the Clemson story.
Let me get this straight. So let's just, so people can understand how stupid Bert is. A guy only sees color. He's calling me a racist for going to a camp telling somebody that my black son's cousin is white and making sure that they understand that.
He says white kids, question mark. I don't hear Denny saying black kids. I like that he capitalized the B in black because that's the new cool thing.
It's an insecurity thing. It's an insecurity thing, and I get it. You wish you could do more, and like my son's cousins are they're Hispanic, but like they have Hispanic, whatever, different things, whatever. But like I said, when I see your ass get up on Saturday mornings and go feed anybody like I do, then you could come tell me how much I suck. Because last time I checked, you sit and just critique people on the text line about whatever all day, every day.
Oh, Bert's a good community guy.
I mean, it could be, but what I'm saying is like, you know, shoot, like come holler at
almost
me.
I almost slipped.
Hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like when I see you where I'm at, like then you come holler at me. But last time I checked, there's a reason why I'm not fired and why you could never get this job anyway.
Yeah, Bert, jerk.
Dang it, Bert.
What are we talking about now? Let's talk about
I don't
sports.
Even remember anymore. I was talking about
the NBA draft.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of black kids.
So many black kids. So many black kids.
Has a white American gone off the board yet?
No, but a white Israeli has.
Yeah, is that the one with the that you were going to do the game for?
I have a game for plenty of people.
Oh, geez. Well, should I even read involved. These then?
No. Well, yeah, because you're not going to be able to tell.
Well, I mean,
trust me.
The only people that anyone's going to know.
These aren't top five guys.
The top three, Anthony Edwards from Georgia, James Wiseman from Memphis, and LaMelo Ball from the Ball family.
Yeah, exactly.
The Timberwolves, the Warriors, the Hornets. Wolves got Edwards, Warriors got Wiseman,
well,
Hornets
dude,
got Ball.
You skipped over basketball U at number four.
Yeah, man, like this. Don't disrespect us. We're a powerhouse.
Did he go four? Did he go? So they've had two in the top.
Florida State, Patrick Williams, number four.
Yeah, they robbed us, dude. That alone is worth a UCF banner.
You guys were national champions.
Yeah, we should have been national. We were winning.
Because didn't – who was the other guy?
Couldn't tell you, but he's picked.
Yeah, I know they've had was it Devin Vassell or however you said it? I think that's him.
Where did he get picked?
11.
So Madison Social has to get 15% off of meals. They're saying they're going to combine their draft picks, and whatever that comes out to, the people get a percentage off their order.
No, that's cool. That's a cool promotion. But yeah, NBA draft's going on. I really don't know that.
Have you ever watched one?
Yeah, I love it. I love just about every draft except for Major League Baseball that lasts for 3 days.
Do they make them as – are the NBA draft ones as sad as the NFL ones?
I was about to say, I wonder how many dead relatives are being talked about tonight.
Well, tons. They're all at their house.
That didn't stop the NFL.
The NFL one was just sad, man. I was like, geez, now I'm depressed. Like
they don't take as long in NBA, though.
No. And there's only two rounds.
And the NBA's got little things like the Lakers have already traded their pick, but they're still going to make the pick.
Exactly. It's weird.
Huh?
Yeah, the Lakers traded their pick to Oklahoma City,
but they have
City,
to make
right?
the pick for Oklahoma City?
Correct.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that be funny if they just double-crossed him, got him like a crappy guy?
Like maybe the NFL should go to that. You know who's winning in the NFL right now overall in life? The Dolphins.
Oh, I'm gonna say Tua. I was gonna say Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, the Dolphins. I mean, here
Tua Tagovailoa.
Are they 6-3? And right now they have a top 5 draft pick
with the Texans.
Yeah. And by the way,
and
it's
a great
not,
quarterback.
The Jags are not the biggest losers right now. It is the Texans. They had to sit there, lose again, and then watch D-Hop do what he did, and then they can't even talk about their draft pick. Like, at least we have draft picks to talk about.
And they still got to pay the guy who did that, who got rid of him.
Yeah.
That's tough. He's at home living his best life.
I mean, think about if we're doing radio in Houston right now. So what do you talk about?
James Harden wanting to leave.
Well, that's true. If we're doing our show in Houston, we're going to talk football.
Yeah. You'd have to be like, hey, this guy, this quarterback we just paid all this money, he's definitely not overrated like JJ said. He's definitely
right,
great.
JJ.
He's top 5 guy.
You know, it's funny, the new narrative right now is about how good of a year he's actually had.
I've heard people say that.
And
they don't watch the games.
Talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've only watched 2 of their games. And in both of them, like the first one, I was like, okay, I had a bad game. And the last one, I came back and I told you before we even got on air, like, you may be right about Deshaun Watson.
Last week, they scored 7 points.
That's a lot.
So be thankful is what we're saying, Jag fans. You have 2 first-round picks, plenty to talk about. I mean, we're talking about tanking. We've been talking about tanking since before the season started, other than week 1 where we all thought they were something.
Jags have 2 starting quality quarterbacks.
Correct. And poor Texans, like, thought they were going to be halfway decent. They've already fired a coach, don't have a draft pick. I mean, look at the year they've had. I'm looking at his stats for the year. I mean,
sure his stats are good, but
he had a run of decent games. But now, he hadn't thrown an interception. He's the last 4 games, he's been pretty dang good, other than the last one, Cleveland. But those 3 before that, he was really good. I don't know. I haven't watched enough to really give my opinion on that, but I don't know. Did Marone have anything good to say? Have you listened to this, JJ?
It's a lot of his good stuff was on Monday about, like, losing his mind or losing a part of him every time they lose it. This was more, like, based on Steelers.
I'm looking at this. This is an interesting. You have these clips numbered because I don't want to give away what he says. I want to let
say
James
the number
hear
then.
This 4.
Okay. I'm down. Let's go.
I mean, out of all the years I played him from going back to when I was with the Jets, probably no disrespect for anyone else I played before, but this is probably the best front 7 that I faced. And they've lost, you know, a heck of a linebacker in Bush who was playing really well.
Oh, see, the way that they have this printed out on my cut sheet.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. It says Marone says this is the best front 7 he has ever faced.
He did say that.
He kind of said that.
Well, he's just talking about Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Who'd you think he was talking
about? No, I know, but I thought, like, he was going to say ever in the history of football. As long as he's been playing and coaching, he's never seen a front 7.
Oh, I thought that is what he said.
I mean, out of all the years I played him from going back to when I was with the Jets,
maybe you're
probably.
Right.
Yeah.
no disrespect for anyone else that played before, but this is probably the best front seven.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait a second.
I'm confused. Like, did he not say that's
best
that he's
Steelers.
Playing? Oh, Steelers. Okay, I didn't hear that. Okay, there we go.
Okay, now I'm confused. All right, I'm going to give you two here. Clip five, plan to adjust without LaViska and Chris Thompson? What do you?
Devine will be back this week, so we'll see how he plays, and then we'll probably add someone, you know what I'm saying, before the week's over, you know, at that position. Whether it's on a roster or practice squad, a lot will depend on how Devine practices this week.
I mean, what do you mean? What has Chris Thompson done that you have to adjust? Really, what has LaViska done? I mean, he's shown flashes, but outside of the first couple games, y'all have shown this amazing ability to keep the ball away from me. Oh, here's another one. What have we said they need to do more of all year? James? Run the ball?
Get the ball to James?
To James Robinson, yeah. Right. Is he concerned about Robinson's workload?
I think you're concerned about a lot of young players that come into the league about, you know, the type of workload, you know, that they may or may not be able to handle. I think it's a little, you know, with James, it was a little bit going back and seeing how large of a workload he's always carried, you know, from high school to college. So there's a little sense of, you know, okay, that's okay. You know, he's done this at all these levels. But, you know, the question always comes, can you do it at this level, you know, the top level? And I think that he's
Get
done
this.
A nice job.
So the Jags started the year giving him the ball 16 times, and they won. And then the next game they gave the ball 16 times, and he rushed for 102, and they barely lost. And then they go four games where they get utterly embarrassed. They only give him the ball 11, 17, 13, and 12 in those games. And then the last three games they've given him the ball 22, 25, and 23, and I think we would all agree in those three games they've looked much better than they did in the other one. So the question isn't, can he handle the workload? The question is, do you have plans to give James Robinson the ball 35 times this week? Right, that should be the question. Let's see. Care anything about?
Oh, there's a really depressing one.
Okay, I'm up for that.
They watched us play last week where we played a tough game. We've got some turnovers. We've got a special teams play. You're not going to catch them or anything like that. You know, it's not an issue with weather. You know, the weather will be fine. It's not going to be 98 degrees and hot as hell, which is sometimes an advantage when you have those teams coming from up north coming down here. So we've got a lot of challenges this week in all three phases that we play.
So I basically said all that cool stuff that happened last week, it's not going to happen.
He's just preparing himself to have a little bit of his soul taken again.
Exactly. They're going to get beat down, basically.
That was so depressing.
Yeah.
Man.
We don't have the weather. We're not going to get a turnover. We're not going to have a special team score. So I'm going to get all that out of the way right up front. We're going to suck terribly on Sunday.
I just need them to – do you think they could throw like two or three interceptions?
Ooh. Big Ben?
No,
maybe,
no,
but
no,
he
no.
could also throw six touchdowns.
No. I don't really. Big Ben can do it too, but I mean, I don't have Big Ben in my fantasy team.
Oh.
I have the Steelers defense. I prefer Big Ben. You know, like
you want to pick six from Luton.
Yeah. Oh, pick six would be so gluten. That would be so clutch.
Do it for the show,
CJ. Who do you think CJ is going to cover? Juju or the other guy,
Chase
Claypool,
or Johnson?
Deontay.
I mean, has he been following people?
No. Oh, I thought it. Well, I mean,
is he just playing aside?
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't.
That's the case.
They do. Man, you look at Pittsburgh. None of us were really talking about them before the year.
Mm-mm. Their receivers are amazing.
They are. Hats off to Mike Tomlin. That dude just does it year after year after year. Even with the drama of Antonio Brown a couple years ago and then Le'Veon Bell.
You know, his worst season was eight wins. It was eight losses.
Is that right?
He's like a third.
He's had like two or three of those.
Did you hear what he said this week about the Jags?
No, did he lie?
Yes, he lied.
This is the NFL. We are not a Big Ten team playing a MAC opponent this week. Every time we step into a stadium, we're playing professionals, players and coaches. And we got a ridiculous level of respect for that. We understand what we're going into in Jacksonville, that's a group that's trying to kick our butt, a professional group, a capable group. and we're preparing with that understanding.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
I gave the players the rest of the week off.
In 5 years, is he going to start sounding like a little bit like Odell or Mad Dads?
I was thinking Herm.
Like that energy he gave was Herm, but I'm just saying I'm like, man, that's how he's.
It's
like,
something deep.
I've
in
heard
there.
Him before, like I, but I was like, wow, that's how I haven't heard his voice in a while. I'm like, that's what he sounds like.
What is he? What exactly is Jacksonville trying to do? Like that's the part. Somebody
said they're
asked.
Trying to beat him up.
Hmm. Not win, but just play tough.
I mean,
the Steelers.
Josh Allen is finally is coming into his own.
I know they're the
own.
Only undefeated team, but are they the best team in the league?
No. Are you serious?
I'm asking.
Oh.
They kind of just let me do that as long as it's working.
I know. Yeah.
Be honest with you, dude. Be honest with you, man. He's the best player still.
Yeah.
But the 2 weeks going into the bye, they kind of dropped it a little bit.
They weren't
bit.
Taking it serious.
That could be the case. I can agree
about
with you.
The Steelers, though.
But having him as a quarterback, I need him to take this stuff
true.
Seriously.
See, it's all about fantasy now with you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make it about fantasy again because the thing about the Steelers, every week it's somebody different. It's like they have somebody else that just goes off.
And their defense is way better than Kansas City's.
That's why I say I think they're the better team.
I just trust Pat.
They've got 3 wide receivers. Juju's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, he's been very consistent. And the Chase Claypool dude. Mm.
And I don't have him, so I don't
why are they not
tell
giving,
you.
Deontay Johnson, fantasy-wise, has made me mad all year long.
Yeah, you said that, and I picked him up in another league, and he's only done – he had that one really bad game.
Well, no, he's only had one good one.
No. 23.2, 29, 14 is average, 23.6 last week.
He's balling.
Like, oh, wow. Those are balling. Like, he didn't play against Cleveland.
He catches a touchdown every week, basically.
He didn't play against Cleveland. He had a bad game against Philly. And he
maybe
had a
I was
bad
mad at
against
him
Baltimore.
And benched him and shouldn't have.
But no. Like, if you look at this stretch, like, week 3, 5, and 6, like, are bad.
By the way, LaVisca was taken before Chase Claypool.
Yeah. LaVisca could turn into something nice. Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
I'm just saying. I wasn't saying anything either way. Uh-huh. Just facts. Uh-huh.
I'm looking at
I like LaVisca.
Who
I just
you would
think
make the argument
a lot.
Of the best team. So Steelers, Chiefs. I would have said Seahawks before last week.
Are the Rams the best team in the NFC?
Man.
I could see them going to the Super Bowl again.
I can't wait. Rams, Cardinals, when is that?
I don't know, but do you know what tomorrow is?
What?
Cardinals, Seahawks.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it is.
Rams, Cardinals, D-Hop, Jalen. Mm. What Jalen did to DK Metcalf, and I know y'all aren't going to like me in Jacksonville saying this because y'all hate Jalen. What he did to DK Metcalf was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Because I really thought, I have DK in fantasy, and I thought going into that game, in one of my fantasy teams, I thought, okay, I know Jalen's Jalen, but DK's so big. At some point, they're just going to start throwing jump balls to the guy or something, right? Like he can box him out or something. The dude didn't even have a target in like almost the first half. If you get that Jalen every week, he can make your team. The problem is you don't know if you're going to get that Jalen. They play Arizona week 13. They haven't played yet. They play week 13 and week 17.
You see how none of us said Green Bay.
As the best team?
Pretenders.
Oh, yeah.
It certainly looked like it the other day, didn't it?
What about New Orleans with a healthy Drew Brees?
I don't think there's such a thing anymore. You're talking to the biggest Saints fan around. And I don't think that there is a such thing as a healthy Drew Brees anymore.
And even before he got hurt, I wouldn't have said them.
I mean, he was having a good year. It wasn't bad. But
no Bucks?
No. They just don't. They don't.
They're pretenders.
Yeah, they don't have the juice that these other guys have. I mean, Kansas City. The only one Steelers, Kansas City. Well, Ravens? Are we just done with the Ravens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Lamar having that bad of a year?
It's just when he plays good teams.
Put it like this. Five games Dak Prescott played, right?
Mm-hmm.
He still has more passing yards than Lamar.
Oh, dear. Really?
Yeah, I was trying to find Jalen Ramsey's things. Like, you know, he's been pretty damn good against all but, like, one wide receiver. Like, he's been pretty consistent this year.
He has?
Yeah.
There was one game he got bailed out of because a guy dropped a touchdown pass. I don't remember which one it was. I mean, look, he is in the argument for the best DB in the league.
Like, when they interviewed him last week, I don't think you can give this to a DB. But they were trying to say he's in the argument for defensive player of the year with how he's shutting guys down.
Yeah.
And then the DK Metcalf thing kind of like – because DK Metcalf's been the talk of everybody.
Man, y'all are right about Lamar. Against Kansas City, he had 97 yards. 97.
And Kansas City's defense is –
Derek Carr had like 450 against them or something.
Wow. Wow. I didn't realize how bad Lamar had been this year.
Yeah, and he's starting to become vocal and complaining.
He's like, defenses are calling out our plays, and then that was last week, and then this week it was, hey, right when we got the ball, it started raining harder.
Oh, dear. 14 touchdowns. Only five picks. That's not bad.
I think it's just the,
almost 3-1.
The yards and yes, not completion being able percentage to push it is down. Not.
Yeah,
I know that sitting somewhere in some cabin somewhere, there's a former NFL front office person.
Now, if he makes the playoffs, if he made the playoffs 3 years in a row, I mean, it's still not bad. But yeah, he's like, I told him he was too short to play quarterback.
But what's going on with like the running game with him? Because
Mark Ingram's hurt.
16 carries for 65 yards, 13 carries for 58 yards, 11 carries for 55 yards. He had 2 carries for 3 yards against Cincinnati.
He's very much so the Cam Newton thing worked with him. Well, you have to have the really, really good running back that makes the defenses honest, and it's not working.
That kind of makes me sad. I honestly.
He was so fun last year.
Yeah, I want to see that Lamar Jackson. I don't think any of us thought we were going to see it for 10 years.
No.
But I'd like to see it for 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I told you the thing that was going to suck for him. And the more hits he takes, the quicker it's going to happen. But the day that 4, let's say 4-3, because we don't know what he – 4-4.
Mm-hmm.
4-4 is reasonable. The day that 4-4 becomes a 4-6, his career is done. Unless he makes this Michael Vick transformation, but his arm isn't like Mike Vick.
He refuses to work on it. He refuses to work on being a pocket passer.
I think this year they were not trying to run him a lot. That's part of like the low amount of numbers rushing wise.
Well, I mean, I named them as 16 carries as a quarterback's a lot.
That's true. But I guess what I'm trying to say is in the games I've watched, there are not a lot of called runs for the quarterback like there used to be.
Well,
they used to just run them.
I know we got to take a break, but y'all think about this at the break. How fast can you win league MVP and then be benched?
I know how fast you can be a Super Bowl MVP and be benched by the Jags.
Very true. Very true. We'll talk about that coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is a Sports Den on a Wednesday night, brought to you by thehumidor.com. Make sure you get to thehumidor.com for all your cigar needs. If you're thinking of Christmas gifts, you can't think of any, there you go. Thehumidor.com. Go buy a bunch of them. You can buy, I mean, they got more than just cigars, right? They got literal humidors you can buy there, right?
Yeah, you can buy whatever. Humidors, lighters.
Yeah. So all kinds of cutters. Stuff like that for the smoker in your life. Go there. Type in Sports Den, all lowercase one word, and you'll get 20% off. We're helping you. Dom set us up on the text line, Lifetime Enclosures text line, and said, I Googled the Ravens, and the top story is the fullback's neighbor eating his dinner when his DoorDash order got delivered to the wrong door. So, yeah, I guess you could say Lamar Jackson is a non-story this year.
Yeah, that's sad. That's fighting. That's worth fighting.
I mean, if DoorDash just delivered something to my door, wouldn't I eat it?
Like, if you didn't, or if you know you didn't order food,
I'd
you
say
know
to
your
them.
Name, and you know your name's not whatever. Like, it's got like DoorDash has
okay.
stuff like you can know.
And I've never ordered. I've never done DoorDash or Uber Eats or any of that.
Same.
Like, so, you've delivered. You've ordered a pizza though before,
of course.
Right.
So, but, like, if you know that you didn't order a pizza,
but your does the pizza have your name on it?
No, but like if you didn't.
But if a guy yeah. came to your door and said, "Hey, this is yours," and it's like, "I didn't order anything." It's like, "Well, this is the address we had."
What are you gonna do? They did that. Then
they
okay.
don't do that though. They but, say, "Okay, well, let me go find out who it is." They're not just like, "Well, I have this address; it's yours."
I don't know my neighbors. Do y'all know your neighbors' names?
No, I hate my neighbor though. We know each other on a hate to hate basis.
I don't know.
I'm
going
to say yes. I talk to them all the time, but they're amazing. Even though one's a Gator. But the other one, I know Winston is dope. My neighbor Winston is dope. He's an FSU fan.
Churchill.
Yeah, I don't know.
Smokes Churchill cigars. Cigars.
I don't know a single neighbor's name, and we've lived in that house for 5 years.
I was a little timid at
Which
first.
Which is why I don't really want to move.
Because all the neighbors' names that I learned, and when I started, like after about 7 years of being in the neighborhood, got to start talking to people, they all moved. So I was like, maybe it's me. But now I like these guys. They helped me with Charlie, the dog, and the good people. But I don't think they would eat my food. I've had stuff accidentally delivered to their houses, though, like sweatshirts and some cool, like a pair of sneakers. I'm lucky that none of them are into, like, high-end sneakers because they could have gotten
me.
That, too. Yeah.
687, I'm going to read this because he's defending you, James. He says, anyone offended by what James or any of y'all say is just soft, and I'm as white as they come. I think it's okay to laugh about race and stereotypes as long as there's no malicious intent. Nothing James has ever said come close to offending me, keeping it real.
Oh, yeah, I mean, listen. Bert just got some bad weed today. That's all it is. He was in his fields. It happens, man.
So where would the Ravens draft if the season ended right now? Because they're still 6-3. What I'm getting to is, if you have a league MVP at quarterback, but your draft board, you're drafting in the first round, and all of a sudden Mac Jones falls to you, or Zach Wilson from BYU or Trey Lance draws, is it too soon to go ahead and draft a first-round quarterback?
Yeah, you don't do that.
You can't, right?
No.
Not when you do
first
win the MVP?
Round. Yeah, not first round.
Because Arizona did it, but they did it with a guy who never really played, wasn't any good.
They're at 24 right now.
So they could easily have one of those guys, Kyle Trask fall to him, or yeah.
Trey Lance,
or any of those guys.
Maybe Trey Lance.
Trey would never fall that low.
Yeah. I'll just say
he's a top five.
Trey's an athlete, right?
Do we know?
I don't know.
Or are you stereotyping?
I could be stereotyping.
He is
black. I'm not above that. Apparently, I'm not above that. But no.
He's literally an athlete. Yes, yeah. I know that.
I wouldn't. Nah, you got to get pieces. And then maybe next year, if he does it again, because this is year three, right?
Yes.
So next year is when they have to make the decision for the fifth year, right?
Right.
You know what? No, Denny, it's not too late. We've seen
not
this.
Not too early?
I mean, too early, yeah. Jameis, the talk to move Jameis out the way, he got moved out in the middle of his fourth year.
Well, if you look at it, the Jets are going to draft a quarterback. The Jags are going to draft a quarterback. Washington's going to draft a quarterback. Right, that's your first three right now. Dallas, the best thing ever happened to Dak was him getting hurt and them seeing how valuable he was. So I don't think they'll draft a quarterback. The Chargers aren't going to draft one. Miami's not going to draft one. Cincinnati's not going to draft one.
New York will.
The Giants will. So there's four right there
in
the top.
Dang, do we think they get
rid of? Oh, no. Yeah, no. They probably won't, actually. I'm sorry.
Carolina might. Carolina should.
They should. Bridgewater's playing well, man.
But you still, Bridgewater's not your future.
You paid him like he is, didn't they?
They paid him like, I thought, 15.
Is that what they gave him?
Like, that's like.
Oh, that's right, because we said that's a lot for a guy with one knee, but not.
Yeah, but that's like chump
What
challenge.
About Atlanta?
It's about time to start making decisions. If I were them, I would just go ahead and just stop trying. Oh, actually, no, I guess they got one more loss in them before they should stop trying. They're 3-6 right now.
Do you know how hot Matt Ryan would be on the free agent market?
He's definitely somebody that people kick tires on, but until they realize that he's Joe Flacco.
Who, though? Like, I mean, the Bears.
All these guys that we were just, like,
I mean, I just got through the first 10, and we just named, what,
New England, somebody that could possibly try on
Chicago. Okay, but those teams, though, you have to think, they probably are thinking, we'd rather draft our future quarterback than sign.
Right, but my point is.
Not Chicago.
Matty Ice.
But my point is, yeah. All these teams that need quarterbacks, there's not that many quarterbacks. I mean, just. Tell me if there's one that you would argue with me on that should look at drafting a quarterback if the right one's there. Jets, Jags, Washington, Carolina, Atlanta, San Francisco, Detroit, Minnesota, New England, Chicago.
I mean, Minnesota.
Like, right where you're, like, so this 12 down.
Philly?
Like, oh, take a quarterback.
But hold on. Just like,
good Lord.
Let's just pause real quick. 12 down, these teams are really in fighting positions. Like, their season isn't over yet. Like, and they're going to bring a lot. So, San Francisco is, yeah, it could be cool to go get a young quarterback, but you might feel you have the pieces to be able to make a run, and you were a quarterback away. Minnesota has an elite running back and some really good pieces. They may feel like they're a veteran quarterback away. Chicago keeps trying this. They tried the Mitch Trubisky thing. They thought Nicholas Foles was going to be
He was terrible the other
day. Do you think Matty Ice is better than Kirk Cousins, though? I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to say the only reason is like because Matty, he puts the production up and has actually been to a Super Bowl. And
y'all realize I only got to pick 18 on that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
like that's my point is we talk about how there's an abundance of quarterbacks, and I looked at this the other day. Indianapolis is another one. And I was looking at it as, okay, how many realistically are going to go to the first round? Dang, Kyle Trask may be a first-round guy.
How is he not?
If there's this many teams that are hungry for a quarterback, then 6 may not be enough in the first round.
I'm saying, and I stopped you for this reason. Some of these teams – aren't teams that say, I'm going to draft Kyle Trask in the first round and he's going to make me immediately better.
No, I know.
Like, they're so they're close right now to being in it. So, like, they're like Chicago's 5-5. Like, they win – they feel like they could possibly win 4 games and get to the playoffs because that'll probably get them to 9-7.
Oh, no doubt.
So, like, if we're 9-7 and we finish the year 9-7 – I might not have faith in Nick Foles, but I don't think – I know a rookie's not going to get me there, but I know Matt Ryan – I feel Matt Ryan might be able to get me there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I agree with that with the Bears.
Like Indianapolis is a perfect example. If you're Indianapolis and you're picking – let's say they finish up the year and they've got the 25th pick, just hypothetically, and you can talk Rivers into staying one more year and go get Kyle Trask.
That makes perfect sense.
Like why wouldn't you at that point?
Philly is a team that probably, like right now, because of the division, like they're 19. They would pick 19. Like they would be in the playoffs. I'm assuming
that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, they would be. They would win the AFC East.
They've won
right
3
now.
Games and right. They're
so
19.
They're tied in the win column with the Giants.
So where they're at, like they may say, like you know what, we did this rookie experiment with Carson Wentz and we may be able to go get somebody in the second round that we feel, but man, if we can get a guy who understands offense that we don't have to teach, this could make us competitive in our division for the next few years.
Well, if those teams do draft and you don't only have Matt Ryan, you have Jimmy Garoppolo. He's available. Like, cause I mean, they're not going to draft somebody that high and keep Garoppolo.
No, Garoppolo is going to be cut this offseason.
Right.
Because if they bring him back, then they owe him, like, tons of money.
Right. I mean, this is one of those situations where do you shop Gardner? Can you get anything for Gardner?
Absolutely. You get whatever you can for anything.
Right. I mean, New Orleans is going to – I mean, I would think if the right guy's there, they're going to take a quarterback. depending on how Jameis plays the rest of the year.
I think
I can't imagine Jameis is going to play again for a mill, but he may.
I think no. I think Jameis is in the best situation that he could possibly be in.
If he messes this up,
then that's God's will.
Then we've got our answer on Jameis.
Because like 12 through these teams, like that's a legit thing. Like I may not want him.
Do you know how much money Jameis can make himself these next 8 weeks?
He could Jimmy G himself.
At least $2 million.
Well, at least $2 million. Yeah.
I mean, seriously though, if Teddy
Bridgewater
got, I just
thought about that because the bonus is, oh my God, if he starts over a certain amount again, he's gonna get Jameis.
He's
gonna,
eating W's he all day. Right,
Jameis is gonna get his bonuses if they make all of it if he makes the playoffs. Look at him, go yeah, eat, man. Get paid,
but
young
don't eat
man.
Too
get
much.
Paid.
If Bridgewater got $15 million. And he came from the Saints as the backup and didn't really play that much. If Jameis can just, and I know this is a big ask, if he can limit the turnovers and go win a playoff game, he could get $20 million next year. Mm. I mean, that's a big ask. But I'm pulling for you, Jameis. I don't want to throw the season away like in 3 weeks. They're actually saying Drew Brees may be back in 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Drew Brees is the quarterback version of Jason Witten. I'm convinced you could tell him, hey, we're going to need you to sign something because you could die on impact, and he'd still play.
He dies.
We got to take a break, don't we?
Yeah.
8 o'clock, and then we'll get to our draft game?
Yeah.
All right, 8 o'clock, coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
Something that's been angering me more and more is what we were talking about during the break. People just randomly working out. I hate that.
Randomly,
Yeah, just trying
like
to get.
Randomly?
Like randomly, like just out of nowhere, just boom, doing air squats. But the joke, like, hey, do you work out? Why are you trying to work out? It doesn't matter. But anyways, if you're working out randomly now, mm-hmm. you know what that typically does?
Dehydrates you.
Gets you parched.
Mm. If you're working, yeah.
Famished.
Yeah.
But I can't help you with your famishedness, but I can't help you with the dehydration and make sure that you get properly hydrated, and that's what AlkaVita Alkaline Water, AlkaVita. Life is the website that you go to, AlkaVita.life. You can go see exactly where you can pick it up here in the city of Jacksonville, or you can have it delivered to you during the week anywhere in the United States. They sell it by the 16.9-ounce bottles that the Jacksonville Jaguars absolutely love for you to be able to bring it to the stadium. They sell it by the gallon. They sell the bubbler size. I don't even know what it's really called, but like basically
a lot.
If you drink water, this is the water that you should be getting. It helps clear your insides, flushes your system, and it properly rehydrates you, whether you are a weekend warrior, you're getting after it, working out, or you're like us in the Sports Den, you just drink a lot and you need to be able to help yourself after a long, hard weekend. AlkaVita.life, AlkaVita Alkaline Water, they bring you 8 o'clock.
We were talking about working out at the break, and they don't pay us. They should at this point. They don't. I'm telling y'all, man, Peloton's where it's at. It's where it's at.
I heard their guides,
mm-hmm. their instructors,
grade A.
Oh gosh. Oh, geez.
To be honest with you, do you want to know the trick to actually being very successful in the fitness industry? Has very little to do with your knowledge
be
of fitness.
Super hot.
Be hot, yep. And look like the part. Because most of these people don't create your programs.
I would say that was very like 90s-ish. It was when it was like Tybo, the actual guy who did it, and then it was like P90X guy. It's no more of that. It's just a hot chick riding a bike.
Bro, listen.
A lot of them have surgery to get to that.
I'm sure.
This is how crazy their business plan is. I did it right before I came here tonight. And in the class that I was in live, 8,000 people.
Hmm.
8,000.
How many classes at a time are there?
Oh, hundreds.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
There's like, I mean, you can go back and pull up old classes, and you can do an old class that was from, you know, 2 weeks ago, and while you're doing it, there's another 1,000 people doing it.
See,
and it shows like all the people that, because it's got this leaderboard. And I'd say the average one that's a week old's had 16,000 people do it.
Where do you rank usually?
Oh gosh, some of these people, man, they just need to go.
Yeah, let me go find
somewhere. I'm usually like right about half.
That's good.
But some of these people are like Olympics
overachievers.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I've started turning the leaderboard off because I really start to feel bad about myself. And I'm not in the best shape in the world. But dude, it does about output, and there's people that will have four times the output I have.
Wow. How I found out about Peloton a few years ago, and I know you always pick on me about this, but it's through my god sister, Nish. And she's been doing this since like it first came out.
Well, as many god brothers and sisters you have, you should find out about everything through.
I was shocked. Like, she got on this health kick like her mom did when we were growing up. Like, her mom was the first person I ever seen like go to like a gym. Mm. Like, and she would work out. Like, but then she got on this and she was like getting these like huge numbers on the leaderboard. Like, she was just biking her ass off. I'm like, so I had to, you know, well, actually I could talk about it. Ain't like they listening. But like, you know, I had to go through her for advice on how to buy one of these things, mm-hmm. and what to do. Mm-hmm. And then she like, we talk about stuff, but now we're grown. We all have our own life. It was like I asked her to join like her cult or something. Mm-hmm. She got excited. She was like, "Oh, let me just tell." I was like, "I ain't doing it. I don't like how those the seats look."
You can buy it.
I can buy a big ass seat.
No, you can't buy like a beach rider seat.
Like, because no, those seats are kind of like
you get used to it.
Because they're kind of like, you know what I'm saying, JJ? Like they're little.
We bought it because
I haven't seen them, but I think
Angie
I know
broke
what you're
her
saying.
Hip, and so it was like, okay, she don't need to be running anymore. But the one that got me on it was Josh Dobbs. He does it religiously. I'm telling y'all,
Dobbs is also young. Like if I could have caught this wave when I was Josh's age, I probably would have never got out of shape.
I'd love to know what they're making, though. I'd love to know what an instructor they're making.
I do want the big boy treadmill, but those don't come out to like
$4,000.
Quarter to two, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just another thing to keep us all in our damn house.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm not, if you know, like, I'm actually
all for things.
I've actually enjoyed the quarantine.
I'm against it.
Like, I go out when I need
to. No, I don't mean quarantine-wise. I mean, even if everything was perfectly good. Yeah.
You just liked being inside by yourself.
I
owned a gym and got rid of it. It didn't work out in it. So I would rather work out in my own garage. Like, I'm actually thinking about doing that.
I like the on the commercials when they show the guy riding, like, and there's a video of him going through, like, a French villa.
Yeah, they have that.
That's what I'm into.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't be if you took one class.
She can't ride with me through the villa?
No.
Oh, damn.
No. And damn. It's like you go and
$1,800 to $49 a month for 39 months. It's like buying a damn car.
No. See, you, here's the thing. After you buy the bike, that's not even it.
It's a subscription.
You got to get the shoes.
Yeah, you got to get the subscription. There's clip-in shoes that are another $150 bucks.
Oh.
And then there's a subscription that's like $49 a month. So you got to get that. They're getting that out of you every single month. And I'm telling you, they're making, like, these instructors got to be making killing because they're getting these brand deals, James, because they've all got 200,000, 300,000 followers on Instagram. It's one of those things where it's like, why can't I be in on the ground floor or something like that?
So it's not like Instructor B. It's like, hey, this is my name.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my Instagram. Follow me outside of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they're celebrities right now. The best thing that ever happened to these guys and women, because there are male instructors, a lot of them, the best thing that ever happened was COVID.
Right.
People have just been staring at them for the past.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. COVID just, like, made the industry shift their own steroids. It was going in that direction anyway. Like,
It
just rushed the process. For people to be more convenient. Like, yeah. And there's more products like that mirror thing, which is kind of creepy.
That looks so dumb. You're paying so much for that, too.
That's the mirror creepy. Thing?
I don't know what the mirror costs.
So basically.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm going to give you another use for it at the break, though.
For the listener, it's a mirror, but it will, you know, pop up and show you, like, a workout to do, and it'll be like, reach up here and reach down there or
there's
whatever.
There's a lot more to it.
I know.
It's actually pretty dope. But it is a little weird. I don't want to see myself when I'm working out. Yeah, I don't want to see myself at all, period.
What do you mean? When you're at the regular gym, there's a mirror right in front of you.
Oh, I don't do that.
Oh, when you're just lifting, you don't look at yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, no. No, like, I will turn and face the other way.
There you go, JJ. Leonardo Balmaro?
Oh, he's not on our list.
Leandro.
Is Leandro? Oh, my bad.
Definitely not Leonardo.
I said Leonardo.
Leonardo da Vinci just got taken by the Knicks.
Argentina. Do y'all have any hate o'clocks?
Nah. I was really just talking about water.
I'm chilling.
We got into Peloton.
Yeah, I don't really have any either. I mean, because
life's good.
I'm in a great mood when the weather's like this.
Yeah.
So, and air conditioner's fixed. So I'm good there. I don't even need it now, but.
What about the PS5? Last time we checked in, you were going to be on the phone or online refreshing at 10 a.m.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
No, I didn't get it. I'm going to give it another couple weeks before I start asking for a plug for that. But no, we didn't get that. I've never played. We were talking about this. Have y'all played Call of Duty?
Of course.
Really?
Yes. Decade ago. But it's been big forever.
I mean, my 9-year-old likes it. My 19-year-old really couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. I'll play Madden and 2K with him. I missed the NCAA game.
Did you ever play GoldenEye?
I played GoldenEye.
That was my number one favorite first-person shooter.
I played GoldenEye. I used to play Doom.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do
Duke Nukem.
Yeah. But, like, then when I got older, I stopped, like, liking them. My mom never bought me GoldenEye. I didn't own those systems. But
I had to go to a friend's house.
My friends owned those. But when she got me the Sega, when PlayStation came out, like, I got all this stuff behind until
Sega win PlayStation.
Yeah, now, my junior year, I was tired. I was sick of it. I was fed up. Like, I literally went. That's when I worked. I'll tell you, I worked the watermelon farm.
Nice.
I don't walk up. No, it's not. It's terrible.
Probably in the summertime.
Yeah, it was awful. Like, it was terrible. So I took my money for the watermelon farm, because the internet was just really.
But you just get to eat watermelon, bro. That's badass.
You said what?
You just get to eat watermelon, though.
After.
Yeah.
But, like, I was the rookie.
They are heavy.
The rookie is the one who gets right next to the top of the truck. So, like, I'm actually having to dip, and by the time.
Oh, you're bad. Things,
yeah. So, but I got paid a lot of money. So that's all I thought about. It was straight cash. So I did that for like 2 days, and now I'm like, I am never doing
two
this
days.
Again.
That's
2 days, bro. Like, it was crazy. Like, your arms was jacked, though. Like,
I believe it.
Then I took my birthday money, and I
PS2?
The PS2 came out like later. I knew it was coming out, so I was just saving. I was saving money, and then
my mom
put a little bit more toward it, and I was like, yo, mom. Some called Blue, like DVDs. You can play DVDs. And I was like, so it doubles as a DVD player. We don't have any DVDs, but that doesn't matter. That's not the point, mom. Like, we just need this so we can do that. So I bought that.
And remember,
that.
Xbox, you couldn't do that.
Right. So that was the thing that they set themselves apart. So then I go in and, then she was like, I'm not, when she started buying me systems, she's like, I'll buy you sporting games. I'm not going to buy you
Grand Theft Auto,
the shoot 'em up
now,
games.
I bought Grand Theft. Yes. But Grand Theft Auto got big when I got to college. Like,
GTA
it was
the, 3 was the first one. And then Vice City was like, oh my god,
it was on computers.
Yep.
When I was in high school and I was in the computer track, somebody downloaded it at school. So we would play it at school, and then when I went to I realized with Grand Theft Auto why my mom wouldn't buy me these things.
Because you're killing hookers.
On, kid you not, when I bought, I think it was a GTA 3, me and my roommate, Ben Bennett, we bought it. I had the PlayStation. Boom, we're in here. Lights off. We are going to beat this game tonight. Like 36, 48
we're
hours
not going
later.
Anywhere.
We haven't gone anywhere. All we've looked at is a TV in the pitch black. And like, we had to, like, the way the dorm was set up, whatever, we pitched black the windows, so like it was dark.
Weed smoke everywhere.
Where I thought I was Grand Theft. I thought I was in Grand Theft Auto. I thought I could just walk the cars and just open the car up like it is. That's how it would go.
Push the guy out.
I had to realize. I was like, wait a minute, James. You're in real life.
This.
You can't do this, dog. Like, you are a large person. Somebody will shoot you. And then I realized, like, damn, that's why people say that about video games.
Yes.
And that's, if I go back and look at the video game now, it's crappy quality compared to what I see now.
Oh, the ones now are great.
So well, I can only imagine.
So there's the question. If you had, if somebody said you got to sit in a room for a year and you can only play one game.
FIFA.
Oh, NCAA 14.
Mm, another good one.
Because I can.
Can you play online against other people?
I can recruit and just it always renews.
True that the dynasty goes on forever.
It's like 50 years.
That would be a good one. I may actually go with like a golf game because those are
Tiger Woods.
Yes, those were so
good. On PS2 was off the chain.
Yep, that was a good one.
Yeah.
By the way, I do have 8 o'clock. We have to break. This is a really sad 8 o'clock as a basketball fan. The fear is that Golden State Warriors star Klay Thompson has suffered an Achilles injury. Significant. And this is, he's just coming back from the ACL.
Did you really just say yes?
He hates them.
You're a terrible human being.
I hate Golden State.
Me too, but I like Clay.
You are a terrible human being. I'm not even walking near you.
I know Bird's going to love this. They're so
light-skinned. Strikes.
They're so light-skinned, and I love that all bad things are happening to these light-skinned devils.
NBA sucks. Draft game?
Yes.
NBA draft game coming up next.
Are you an
NBA
prospect?
That's so good that it's so bad that it's good.
I know. That's why I did it. I knew it would be funny. Okay, so usually our game is, are you an NFL prospect? But since the NBA draft is tonight, we decided to change it up a little bit. So I'm going to give you a list of some either NBA prospects or warlords. And we're going to learn together.
Huh?
Yes.
Could be the same. I'm okay with this. I like this game.
First up, Zeke Enagi. NBA prospect or warlord?
I'm going to go with Nigerian warlord.
So I think he's NBA. Zeke.
Enagi.
Enagi is like a center in the NBA.
Power forward.
Ah.
And these guys aren't exactly drafted yet, so let's get that straight. They probably will be later on tonight. Most of these guys.
Does he go to a school?
Second half, I'm about to tell you. He's a power forward from Arizona.
Oh, wow.
He's 6'11", 245, and he's mocked 32 to Charlotte. All right, next.
Nice.
Precious Achiuwa.
Well, neither one. It's not a warlord or a, she's
that was a movie.
It's
she's
an adult
a woman.
Entertainer.
No, that's not. Precious wasn't an adult entertainer, if you remember the no, film.
Precious
it was a
I'm sure there's an adult entertainer named Precious.
Yeah, that's actually but a good
I'm going to go with back because that's because of the name Precious. That's like, yeah, it's got definitely African with the last name.
African.
But Precious is like too, not tough enough. So I'm going to go with basketball player.
I'm going opposite. I'm going warlord.
Oh, it's a basketball player.
Yes.
Well, give us a position, James.
Yes. If he's African, he's forward.
Yeah, small forward. 6'9", 235 from Memphis.
To keep
really?
He's mocked at number 16.
Kidding, to keep the theme. They don't make us like in the guards.
Next up. B-City Soleimani.
Bestiality?
B-City.
B-City. That's definitely that just because the last name I'm saying warlord. Just because the last name.
Soleimani.
Soleimani.
Ooh.
Definitely going warlord.
Yeah, warlord, man.
He is a warlord.
Yes.
He's the leader of the Central African Republic, a group that has killed, tortured, and raped thousands since 2015.
Not a good person.
Oh. No. None of the warlords are good people. Next. Johnny Caroma.
Wow. Johnny Caroma.
You just threw that was a curveball right there.
I know. I'm going to say warlord because I don't think you'd have put a Johnny Caroma in that was a basketball player.
K-O-R-O-M-A.
I don't care. It's more the Johnny I'm focused on.
I know. I'm just for the
I'm going to go warlord.
Warlord. That's just too smooth.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes!
Johnny Caroma was the leader of Sierra Leone until 1998. Interesting story with Johnny. He was deemed to have been killed in 2003, but they never found his body or remains anywhere. Then he popped up again, and they believed that he was killed actually in 2017. Still haven't found his body yet.
Can I ask a question real quick? How did you come up with this game? How did you think?
Because I was like looking at all these NBA names, because I wanted to do a Are You an NBA Prospect? And I was like, dang, a lot of these guys could be African warlords.
Because when you sent this on our group chat, I thought it was an or. I thought when you said NBA draft or warlord, I thought we were supposed to pick one what we wanted to do. And I'm like, why would we do a warlord game?
I knew exactly what you were
going with. Because we've done these
before. Because I think I even answered NBA draft.
Because I've done this too, man. And people can say what they want to say. But like sometimes in the MLB baseball, like I'm like baseball player or narco.
Or drug cartel
or narcos.
Guy,
like,
yes.
Yeah,
like, all right. I mean, I like it. I was just curious.
Next. Onyeka Okungwu.
Basketball.
Absolutely basketball. No doubt.
Yes. Power forward USC. He's actually mocked sixth, so I'm sure he's actually been taken by now.
You
6'9",
know what I'm
235.
I'm impressed by JJ.
Yes.
Is that I think you are doing a good job with the pronunciations.
We'll
and
never
you,
know that.
And if you aren't, you're doing a damn good job of attempting.
Exactly.
Like I would have just butchered
I'm
that.
I'm a soccer fan, so like
okay,
I deal with these
he
names all the time.
To the Hawks.
Nice. That's where he was mocked to.
Yep.
Next. Udoka Azubuike.
NBA. It's NBA.
James?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Good job. You guys are doing good with this. Yes, he is a center from Kansas, 6'11", 260, and he's mocked early second round. So
I actually
we'll
have heard of that
yes,
guy.
Yes, this is the only guy on the list who I've heard of.
Yeah.
Next. Fode Sanko.
See, this one could go either way. You go first.
Fode Sanko.
Fode Sanko.
I have a pretty strong feel.
Fode Sanko.
You have a lean?
Yeah, I'm leaning heavy on this.
Fode. I'm going to go with he's a warlord.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Damn, y'all are good.
We are. If we were making money on this.
So he was also a leader in the Sierra Leone. This time, he was a leader of the rebel group Revolutionary United Front. Estimated 50,000 people were killed during the war that he started.
Jeez.
All right.
Man.
Next. Prince Johnson.
Wow. This may be the toughest one.
Nah. That's how they get you, dog.
Okay.
Like...
So you're saying
I'm going warlord.
Like good luck, Jonathan. You ever heard of him?
No. I'm gonna say I think Prince Johnson's like a shooting guard.
I'm going warlord.
I'm going basketball.
He is a warlord.
Ah. Yes! Yes!
So Prince Johnson is a Liberian politician who captured, tortured, mutilated, and executed former President Samuel Doe. Who himself overthrew the previous president.
Oh, wow.
Sierra Leone is lit, people.
Hey, you know why we've heard of Udoka?
Azubuike.
Okay, whatever his name. He's from Jacksonville.
Yes!
Yes,
I
he played at Potter's
today.
House.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's why that makes sense.
Yeah.
Most kings get their heads cut off, JJ. I don't know if you realize that.
Well, yeah.
It's a song.
Or though. Shot.
It's a song, too.
Next. Who sings that?
Jay-Z.
Okay, I thought so. Daniel Oturu.
I'm going to go basketball on this one.
I think he's a hooper.
Yeah, I'm going to go basketball.
Yes!
Damn, y'all are good.
Yes!
I don't know.
Yes!
He's a center. He's from Minnesota. 6'10", 240. All right, two more.
Wait, what was his name again?
Daniel Oturu.
How do you spell that? I'm curious.
O-T-U-R-U.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
All right, two more. Sadiq Bey.
Sadiq Bey. I think he is also a basketball player. Sadiq Bey. In fact, I'm pretty confident of it. I would.
Yeah, I'm going to go basketball.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Small forward from Villanova. 6'8", 215. He's actually just been taken.
Nice.
Last but not least.
Congrats, Sadiq.
Yes, congrats, Sadiq. Ali Darasa.
I'm going to tell you, it's a warlord, and the only reason why I say it is because that name rattled off of his tongue. Like, yeah. He did research on this one.
Yeah, he had to.
Like, he watched a YouTube clip on this guy.
Saw some speaking engagements.
Right.
Last name is definitely Africa. That last name, but it's Ali. If Ali.
Well, that could be anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? If Ali was the last name, you would have tricked me.
Mm.
But Ali being the first name, I got to go with warlord.
It is a warlord.
You really did.
So before we leave the game, Ali, Nigerian leader of the rebel group Union for Peace. By the way, they all have these names, like United Front Revolution, Union for Peace in the Central African Republic. He's been trying to ethnically cleanse the Fulani people since 2016.
To ethnically cleanse them?
Ethnic.
Oh, okay.
Not a good guy. But congrats to all the guys taken tonight.
Yeah.
So now you guys at home will be able to trump your friends when it comes to information.
Yeah, go ahead and tell them that you were rolling around at 10:42 on a Wednesday night and learned about warlords
Prince
on a sports
Johnson.
Station.
Prince Johnson.
I'm sure they're going to be begging you to. What show? Please tell me what show you're listening to.
That's interesting.
Let's take our final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Sports Den.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is the Sports Den wrapping up on the Wednesday night show. We actually have longer than we normally have for our last segment. We talked about the Steelers earlier being the best team in the NFL, possibly. Are the Jags the worst team or are the Jets the worst team?
Jets. The Jags just been doing it longer, but I think they got passed up.
I really thought the Jets were going to win last. Was it last Thursday?
No, it was Monday against the Pats. Oh no, it was a Thursday night game. Yes.
Yeah. So what do you put the odds that the Jags can get the first pick? Is it very slim? Is that what y'all are saying?
Yeah.
The Jets are just that bad.
Well, the Jets would probably have to lose twice.
Yep. I think that's what makes it bad. I think the Jags are actually going to accidentally win another one.
Because the Jets have the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, Browns, Patriots left. I mean, there's a lot of teams with winning records on there. But Dolphins, Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, Browns are all 6-3 or better, right? So their strength of schedule is going to go up. The problem is now I see what you're saying. I don't see a game they win. The NFL is funny like that, though.
You know who the Jags are going to beat, by the way, and it's going to ruin everything?
The Steelers.
No.
Oh.
The Bears.
Man, they could. They were so bad the other night.
I'm scared of that game.
They were so bad. Watching that game, I was still glad we got rid of Foles. As bad as we are, it's like I watched that game and was like, yeah, Nick Foles still couldn't play here.
It would have been terrible because he would have been just good enough to win like three games.
Oh, no. Jake Luton's better than Nick Foles right now.
Somehow Nick Foles won like three games with Chicago.
That defense is...
That's true.
Nasty. I'm pulling up the Jags schedule because I wonder if anybody's actually done the math on the projected strength of schedule. What kills Jags is that the Steelers are undefeated.
Mm-hmm. How does it hurt you that your strength is – I guess they're saying the Jets, they're losing to teams that stink.
Yeah.
So, therefore, the Browns should get the first
pick. Like right now, the Browns are good.
What's the Vikings record?
4-5. They're about to be 5-5.
They're in playoff position. Titans are in playoff position. Ravens in playoff position. Bears in play. Dang.
Yeah.
When you put it like that,
the Jags don't have a chance. The Jets would have to lose too.
But when you put it like that, the Jags don't have it. I said they're going to accidentally win one. They don't have a chance to accidentally win one.
I think.
But what about the Jets?
I think JJ's right. That Bears game, possibly that Vikings game, because Kirk Cousins can be hot or cold. Like that. That's a possibility. Maybe the Colts have locked something up and
like
so
the
they
Jets,
rest.
I hope they don't beat the Chargers this week because I need my guy to play well.
Did you see Justin Herbert, by the way, today?
Yeah, he got a haircut.
Dude, he looks 14 years old.
I heard about
Dang.
It. I haven't seen it.
The Jets are in just as bad a position.
That's what I'm saying. I just read theirs. Like, it's...
Man, this is it.
Like, this is going to be a dogfight to the end.
If the Jets don't win this game.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the top storylines. This is going to be the dogfight.
I know when it is. They're going to lose. I mean, they're going to win.
The Jets
But technically, they're going to lose.
Okay. The Jets or the Jets?
The Jets are going to win, but okay. That's going to be a loss because we're in opposite.
Right.
Against who?
The Dolphins.
What?
They play in New York on the 29th.
You think they'll have clinched a playoff spot or something?
No, I think it's going to be really, really cold. And I think that's going to come in. That's
going to make Tua's hip hurt.
Yeah, like, you know, when that stuff gets into the joint. Like, it's
Tua Tagovailoa.
And
Tua's bound. Like, the Dolphins' defense has been playing really, really well. And Tua's been playing well, too. He's a rookie. He's bound to play bad.
Never played in the cold before.
So what we need is the Jets to win soon so that there's real drama coming down the home stretch.
Well, that's next week.
Yeah.
So these next 2 weeks, if they don't do it in these 2 weeks, it ain't happening.
Who was the last defeated team, completely defeated team?
The Lions.
How long ago was that?
That was before Stafford, right? Didn't the Browns didn't go defeated?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did in 17, didn't they? Yeah. Yes, 2017 was the Browns. 2008 was the Lions. Before that, the last one that played a full season was the Bucks in 1976.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to do.
Wow.
Was 17 the year? No, it couldn't have been. 2008 was the year where we almost had perfection on both sides. That was Brady's Patriots that lost the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then we had the Lions. I'm a fan of perfection, no matter how it goes, because I think it's an art to that.
Either way.
Like, you have to really try hard to, like, lose every game.
Can y'all give me a strength of schedule? JJ, can you look up real quick that draft order and see if there's a strength of schedule thing on the Jags? Like, I've seen it before. I'm looking at winless teams. We're doing real crack research here. The Browns' strength of schedule in 2017 was .520, and the Lions was .559. That means that most of their teams are over 500.
The Jets are .533.
The Jets, this is as of a couple days ago, .592, and the Jags is .548. So there's a big difference, actually.
Wow. We're going to need some help, people. Keep it in your prayers.
No, it's better that the Jags have a worse one, actually.
Yeah, I'm just saying they're going to need to lose, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need that win for the Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 tomorrow night. We will catch you guys then. Y'all have a great night.